This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. About 10 years ago, Colombia got its first Eastern Orthodox Christian church. But the Eastern Orthodox tradition has been around much longer. It goes back to the Great Schism of 1054, when the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church split. The roots of the Orthodox Church are in early Christianity. Reporter Ryan Schisler takes a look at how Colombia's Orthodox Christian Church is bringing people from all over the world together.
It's Sunday morning in Colombia, and mid-Missouri's Orthodox Christians are preparing to worship at the only Orthodox church between St. Louis and Kansas City, St. Luke's the Evangelist Greek Orthodox Church in Colombia. The services are in both Greek and English, but since it was founded, the people who go to St. Luke's aren't just Greek. Father Michael Monos is the priest at St. Luke's.
It's very common for people, you know, Orthodox people to congregate in their churches and to feel fairly comfortable in whatever expression of Orthodoxy that they find.
There are more than 20 self-governing Orthodox churches in the United States, and most of them are defined by an ethnic group. The Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America, for example, or the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Most Orthodox churches in the United States are in urban areas, so it's easy to find a church based on one's ethnic group. But in smaller cities like Colombia, where there's only one church, Orthodox Christians who might have never worshipped together are doing so.
That is the nature of a country like the United States that has no endemic culture. It has basically bits and pieces from all over the place.
So even though St. Luke's is part of the Greek Orthodox Church, worships in Greek, and is based in the Greek expression of Christianity, the blending of cultures is creating a unique American Orthodox identity.
All being Orthodox is what unites us. And having an Orthodox church in Colombia where we can all get together, no matter what nationality or ethnic group, this strengthens the community.
Ina Cernuska immigrated to Colombia from Romania in 2001. She and her family have been a part of St. Luke since its beginning. The Cernuscas are part of a sizable Romanian community that brings their own traditions to worship at St. Luke's, like praying in their native language. That was the Lord's Prayer in Romanian. Any given Sunday, you can hear the Lord's Prayer in English, Greek, Romanian, Russian, Arabic, Tigrinya, Georgian. You get the idea. Mono says American Orthodoxy is coming to a crossroads. As more and more generations of Orthodox Christians are born and raised in America, the churches will have to decide whether or not to keep the ethnic organization of Orthodox institutions or abandon them for an American model, done all in English. For Columbia Faith and Values, I'm Ryan Schisler.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.